I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. We're hearing today about the traumatic changes taking place in Tunisia. The standoff there is over after the country's longtime leader stepped down earlier today. It's a different story, though, farther south in Africa, where Ivory Coast remains stuck in a dangerous standoff. It started in November in a disputed presidential vote. Incumbent Laurent Gbagbo lost that election, but he refuses to step down. And internationally recognized winner Alassane Ouattara remains under army siege in a hotel in Abidjan. Violence between the army and opposition supporters has left more than 200 people dead. The standoff has left the country deeply divided and tense. Touré is an Ivorian citizen. He lives in Abidjan. He's a translator. He didn't want us to use his full name. I asked him whether conditions had gotten better or worse for him in the past several days.
They changed for worse because now we're jobless and people are afraid to get outside. Money has become very, very scarce and times are difficult.
Touré, how else has what's been happening politically changed your life? Does it change, for instance, your everyday routine, aside from the fact that you say money is scarce and jobs, including yours, are few? Has it changed anything else in your life?
Yes, many things have changed because even all my movements are freezed. I just don't go out like that because I'm scared. We are afraid of being abducted. When they identify your name, your family name, they can somebody can inform the death squad. They can come for you by night. I mean, the situation is very, very tense here. So to feel secure, we stay at home by night. Otherwise, you're running a big risk to be abducted.
Do you know anyone who has been abducted or been the victim of violence because of the what's happening in the presidency?
Yes. 1 week back, somebody close to my place was there, and then informant was around. So he called the death squad. They came for him, and there were two. One escaped, but the other one was carried away. And 3 days later, they found his dead body.
So for someone like you to avoid, obviously, something like that happening, can you go out during the day? Do you have normal movement for everyday activities?
No. By day, when I have an appointment somewhere, I go. But when I have no appointment, I stay in my house and I do my research. And when I go out by day, I make sure that I don't talk politics too much. I'm very, very careful who I talk to. And I'm very, very careful where I go to, because at any time something can happen.
You're open, at least you're open with us about your support for the opposition leader, Alassane Ouattara, correct?
Yes. I support him because simply I support democracy. People voted for the man, and he represents the will of the Ivorian people in capital letters. To me, as a Democrat, the president-elect is the opposition leader, Ouattara.
We spoke last week with another resident of Ivory Coast who said that he cannot, for instance, wear a T-shirt that says Alassane Ouattara. He, too, was a supporter of Ouattara. He cannot wear a T-shirt in support of Ouattara because he felt like he was taking his life in his hands. Is it the kind of thing where even personally, even in the confines of your home, that there are family members you can't talk to, or are you more open there?
Everybody in which I have confidence, I can discuss with them. But in my house, there's no more spoken word between me and my wife because she can denounce me anytime. So I'm afraid. I'm even scared of her.
Because your wife is a supporter of Laurent Gbagbo?
Yes. She's a big supporter of Laurent Gbagbo, simply based on the fact that they're coming from the same tribe. She's supporting him openly and no matter what.
Touré, I wonder, you know, we have a big discussion right now in this country about the intensity of political rhetoric. How could it be that the matter of the contested presidency in Ivory Coast, as volatile as it is, has affected your own personal relationship with your wife, where it sounds like in some respects you're afraid to talk to her about politics?
Yes, the thing is that something of this kind has happened to somebody coming from my tribe. He was married to a woman coming from the tribe of Laurent Gbagbo, and when Laurent Gbagbo was elected, the man, he said that there were not free and fair elections. And unfortunately for him, the wives went and denounced him to the death squads, and one night they came for him and then abducted him, and his body has never been found. So this kind of thing currently happened in Ivory Coast. When my own case started, I've been warned against this fact. And people who know this tribe very well told me that I should be very, very careful with her. Otherwise, she will denounce me. She herself said that she can get me denounced and the people will come for me. She said it to me herself.
And, I mean, are the passions that strong, even in your own family, that you would fear that she would turn you in?
I believe it, because her brother, he himself, he called me on the phone and he threatened me. He said that any time they can come for me. And that's from this time that I started being very, very careful with her.
All right. Touré, thank you very much. Thank you, Touré.
Okay.
Touré is an Ivorian who lives in Abidjan, Ivory Coast.